Maya, how old are you?
How old are you?
Four. When was your birthday?
July
24th. July 24th. So she just turned four. I'll tell you what she quickly what she used to look like. Maya had a head full of beautiful brown spring curls. People would stop us all the time to just like comment on her hair. So her hair is kind of all fallen out. It's actually starting to grow back a little bit. So she looks kind of like she's got some peach fuzz. And she has this lovely accessory coming out of her nose. It just is to supplement her nutrition because Maya's very tiny. You can tell she's about 28 pounds. And for a four-year-old, that's very little.
Okay.
And she lost a lot of weight when we were in the hospital. The first 8 days, she lost 4 pounds. And she was 28 pounds when we started this all. She got down to almost 22 pounds, I think. I mean, we were watching our daughter, like, shrink away. She, like, it was awful. It was like watching your little girl just turn into that. She was, like, despondent. And she was having, like, anxiety attack. She's never had, like, tons of meltdowns. And it was really hard. She was having a nervous breakdown. And, I mean, to see a little three-year-old, like she wouldn't talk. She was like mumbling and groaning and like scream. Like it was awful. And like most of the time we can kind of like you could almost pretend that we are not dealing with leukemia.
Does she know what she has and how difficult was that to explain?
Yes. Well, Maya is a very smart little girl. It was just like she had no clue what was going on. We would try to explain to her. And I mean, they're amazing at the hospital, the way that they would they do whatever they can to help the kids kind of cope. And there's child life specialists that help explain to you what's going on. So we got home and we tried to explain best we could. I remember she would just lay in her bed and just kind of stare off in space and just like be afraid to do anything. She just seemed afraid of everything. And then we realized, okay, probably she's been seeing us, you know. I mean, we cried a lot the first week or two because you're just devastated. And then we started realizing, you know, we really need to kind of help her realize that like she's gonna be like she's okay. We were at home and I said to her, you know, the chemotherapy is working. You don't have leukemia cells in your body anymore, which was true. And it was almost like a switch flipped. Like she was like, oh, I don't have that in my body anymore. After that, she started to play again. And, you know, a little three-year-old child, like, was just taking everything that the grown-ups, you know, whatever her little mind was trying to understand. So for me, that was huge. Okay, we really, really need to explain everything. And she can tell you all about, like, Maya knows all about her blood cells, and she knows that the leukemia cells were the white blood cells that were lazy and they weren't doing their jobs. Can you tell Chrissy, what do platelets do? They what?
They do scabs and bleed.
They do scabs. They make scabs.
Ah.
And they help you stop bleeding, right?
You know so much.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty smart.
You are very smart.
Yeah. She's got kind of like one of the most aggressive forms of treatment because she's in the very high-risk category. We've got a good chance to just have this be part of our life story, and hopefully that's all. We've just seen so many amazing people and just all the things that I didn't know existed, but all of those are because of all those, our daughter is alive. The people who are interested in researching blood cells, you know, well, thank you for that, because otherwise, you know, we wouldn't be where we are. 40 years ago, leukemia was a death sentence, and now it's one of the most treatable, and the doctors actually use curable. And it's definitely the hardest thing we've ever had to do, and it's really hard watching your kid have to go through such awful stuff and, like, knowing that they're getting poison pumped into their body to save their life, but can also cause heart damage and like, you know, so many other things. The alternative is, you know, unthinkable. So you do what you got to do. And I explained to someone, like, I almost feel like nothing bothers me anymore. It's just like, come at me, bro. Like, I don't care. nothing, like, the small stuff doesn't matter. Like, I can't even think of anything else that was really worth stressing about now that we've gone through this. It's like, whatever. I don't care. I don't know. I feel like it's different for moms. Like, you just have to, like, you're in mom mode. Like, I'm just like, okay, we got to go. And, you know, all of my thoughts and stuff, you know, if I have time to think about them, I will.
Maya, what do you and your dad do at home? Do you guys play Star Wars?
Yeah, and bad guys and good guys.
Do you really?
Yeah, sometimes when we are leaving cancer care and we go down to the parkade, he always picks her up and then they go down the stairwell and he watches for bad guys and they catch them in the stairwell, right? What's your sound that you make to get the bad guys? What do you do? Pew, 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 right? And we also like to play, what else do you like to play at home?
Lightsabers,
yeah.
Do you guys have a motto in your home?
Yes. Should I get the little person that sings it? Trolls is kind of our theme movie. But this is Poppy. She's the princess of the trolls. And she is really happy. And she's really positive. And in our family, we joke that mommy is Poppy because I'm kind of like that too. But she sings a song that when we were first in the hospital, we listened to it all the time. And it's called Get Back Up Again. And should I sing a little part from it? Should we sing it? Do you want to sing it with me? Yeah? She says, hey, I'm not giving up today. Nothing's getting in my way. And if you knock me over, I will get back up again.